As part of the Budget Control Act of 2011, the United States Congress voted for sequestration as a way to tackle deficit reduction efforts. As a result, $85 billion in mandatory cuts will immediately slash budgets in every federal agency. In education, that could mean nearly $3 billion lost to K through 12th grade and higher education programs for the 2013-2014 school year. Here in Tennessee, approximately a $14.8 million loss in funding for K through 12th grade and $11.7 million in special education, according to the Washington Post. These budget cuts will severely hurt low-income children whose families depend on Head Start and early Head Start programs. Philip Accord is president and CEO of the Chambliss Center, a local Head Start agency that operates and manages five Head Start facilities in Chattanooga.
We operate Newton Child Development Center. We operate Volunteer Community School. We operate and manage Maurice Kirby, Pro Rabona, and the Academy, which used to be East Fifth Street. We have a Head Start program here at the Chambliss Center. It was not impacted. We have two classrooms, a three-year-old and four-year-old classroom. At the Volunteer Center, we lost an early Head Start classroom. So we lost an entire classroom of support. So there was eight children that are no longer there. And we lost half of a four-year-old classroom, which is 10 children. So at that particular program, we lost 18 children out of the Head Start program. Those parents, I guess, I don't know what they'll do. I mean, they'll go try to find another Head Start program somewhere that maybe, I mean, convenience is an issue. I don't, if they live in North Chattanooga, that's going, you know, they're not going, there's not going to be anything there because I'm sure you talked to Head Start and they had to close down their North Chattanooga program altogether. So, and we're in North Chattanooga. So North Chattanooga lost not only the Head Start Center, but 18 children out of Volunteer. We also had some rearrangement in ages. We lost a nursery Head Start, early Head Start at Pro Rabona, and but they kept a toddler. They replaced it with a toddler. So you know, I'm not sure what the financial impact is going to be, but there will be a negative financial impact to those programs and to us since we manage and have financial responsibility.
Just up the road in Middle Tennessee, which comprises 12 counties, officials at LBJ&C Development Corporation are bracing for a huge deficit cut of their own. Dorothy Pippin is the executive director of LBJ&C Development Corporation. Pippin says funding for Head Start was cut by 5.2%, or about $466,000.
Well, we suffered a really hard lick, I feel like. We lost 156 children as a result of that. So we consider it really a hard blow. We had to close one center, a two-classroom center in Crab Orchard, which is Cumberland County. That was 37 children. We also had to close another classroom down in Warren County, and we reduced all of our four-year-old classrooms to 17 instead of 20. So with all of that in mind, you can see we went through some very hard, stressful days.
The deficit reduction cut, or sequestration, calls for across-the-board cuts in federal dollars for the next 10 years. And for many people who serve primary and secondary education are concerned that many students will not have access to critical early education. President and CEO of the Chambliss Center, Philip Accord.
I think Head Start totally in our area reduced their number of children they served by 50. So, and they were serving about 700 children, so now they're only serving 650 children. So if the same thing happens next year, then they're only going to be serving 600 children. And you've got to ask yourself, who's serving those children? I mean, Head Start serves the poorest of the poor. I mean, you got to really not have a whole lot of income to be eligible for Head Start. And Head Start has a great curriculum. They have good lesson plans. They have great staff. I mean, it's what the children, they need that Head Start. They need that advantage early on to give them the skills and the knowledge they need to be successful in school. And unfortunately, a lot of early childhood programs are not as focused on that. So if they go to an inferior program or a program that's not a three-star program or doesn't have, you know, good curriculum or good teachers, then they're not going to get the same advantage that they did through Head Start. So sequestration is really hurting us, and we'd like to see it go away.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.